Under a crescent moon, where the garden sleeps under a blanket of dew, and every mistake holds a lesson waiting to be found. It's time for a story.
Baba, Baba, you're home.
Assalamu alaikum, my little man. Come here.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baba.
How was your day, Habibi?
Good. It was great. Really good.
That many goods, huh? That usually means something happened. Tell Baba.
Well, okay. So, you know your blue mug? The one with the little moon on it?
My favorite mug? What about it?
I was trying to get water by myself, and I knocked it off the counter, and it broke into pieces.
Okay. Accidents happen, Habibi. But tell me, when did this happen?
This morning.
This morning? And you didn't tell Mama?
No. I picked up the pieces and I put them in the trash, under the other stuff, so nobody would see. I'm sorry, Baba. I was scared you'd be mad. I didn't want anyone to know.
Come sit with me, Habibi. I'm not upset about the mug, Yusuf. Mugs can be replaced. But you know what? Hiding it, that's the part that makes my heart a little sad. And Habibi, you're not the first person to make a mistake and feel scared about it. Do you want to hear about the very first person who ever made a mistake?
The very first person ever?
The very first human being Allah ever created. Prophet Adam, alayhi salam.
What happened to him?
Well, let me tell you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the very beginning, before there were cities or mountains or oceans, before there was anyone on this earth at all, Allah created Adam. He shaped him from clay, breathed life into him, and taught him the names of all things. The angels bowed before Adam, because Allah commanded them to. And then Allah placed Adam and his wife Hawa in a beautiful garden, a garden beyond anything you or I could imagine. Fruits of every kind, shade that was always cool, water that was always clear. Allah said to them, and these are Allah's own words from the Quran, O Adam, inhabit the garden, you and your spouse, and eat from it freely as you please, but do not approach this tree, lest you become wrongdoers. On tree, that was the only rule. Everything else in that beautiful garden was theirs. Every fruit, every stream, every shade. Just stay away from that one tree. But there was someone else watching. Someone who hated Adam. Someone who had refused to bow before him and had been cast out by Allah. His name was Iblis, Shaitan. Iblis began to whisper to Adam and Hawa. Day after day, the Quran tells us what he said. Your Lord has only forbidden you this tree, lest you become angels or become immortals. He told them the tree would give them something wonderful. He swore to them. He promised them that he was only trying to help. I am a sincere advisor to you. But he was lying. He was not sincere at all. He wanted them to disobey Allah. And slowly, slowly, Adam and Hawa began to forget Allah's warning. The Quran tells us, and we covenanted with Adam before, but he forgot. And we found in him no resolve. And one day, they ate from the tree. The moment they tasted the fruit, everything changed. The Quran says, so he lured them with deceit. And when they tasted the tree, their nakedness became evident to them, and they began covering themselves with the leaves of the garden. They felt ashamed. They felt exposed. They tried to cover themselves with the leaves of the garden, and then Allah called out to them, "Did I not forbid you from this tree and say to you that Satan is a sworn enemy to you? Now, here is the most important part of the whole story. Listen carefully. Adam and Hawa had just disobeyed Allah. They had eaten from the one tree they were told not to touch. They could have made excuses. They could have said it was Shaitan's fault. They could have blamed each other. They could have said we didn't know or we forgot. They could have hidden and hoped nobody noticed, just like hiding broken pieces in the trash. But they didn't. The Quran tells us exactly what they said. Our Lord, we have done wrong to ourselves. Unless you forgive us and have mercy on us, we will be among the losers. They owned it. They said it plainly. We have done wrong to ourselves. No excuses. No blaming Shaitan. No pretending it didn't happen. They turned to Allah and they asked for forgiveness with all their hearts.
You see, Yusuf, they told the truth. Even though they were scared. Even though they knew they had done wrong.
What did Allah do?
That's the beautiful part.
Allah, the most merciful, the most forgiving, heard their prayer, and the Quran tells us. Then Adam received words from his Lord, so he relented towards him. He is the relenting, the merciful. Allah forgave them because they were honest. Because they didn't hide behind excuses, because they came to Allah with humble hearts and said the truth. We made a mistake. We are sorry. Please forgive us. And the Quran tells us even more. Then his Lord chose him and relented toward him and guided him. Allah didn't just forgive Adam. He chose him. He guided him. He made him a prophet, the very first messenger to all of mankind. Adam's mistake did not define him. His honesty did.
Allah forgave him, even after he broke the rule?
Allah forgave him because he was honest about breaking the rule. That's the difference, Habibi. Adam didn't hide what he did. He didn't put the pieces in the trash and hope no one would notice. He stood before Allah, Allah, the creator of everything, and said, "I was wrong." That takes courage, Yusuf. Real courage. And you know what? You just did the same thing. You told me the truth tonight. You didn't have to. I might never have noticed the mug was gone, but you told me anyway.
I almost didn't. I almost just kept it a secret.
But you didn't keep it a secret. And that, mashallah, that is exactly what Adam did. He could have hidden. He could have made excuses. But he owned his mistake and asked for forgiveness. And Allah, who is more merciful than anyone, forgave him.
So you're not mad about the mug?
Habibi, I'm proud of you. The mug is just a thing. But honesty, that's something you carry in your heart forever. And tonight you showed me you have a heart like Adam, alayhi salam.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi.
Next time I break something, I'll tell you right away. I promise.
Insha'Allah. And I'll always forgive you, Habibi. Always.
Can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my honest boy.
And so ends tonight's story from Under a Crescent Moon. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Even the very first human being. But what matters most is what you do after. Tell the truth. Own what you did. And ask Allah for forgiveness. He is always ready to forgive. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The story of Prophet Adam and his repentance is told in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-A'raf, and Surah Taha. And the story is beautifully told in the Stories of the Prophets by Imam Ibn Kathir. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran with permission from Talal Itani.